movie nights are like most other couples' movie nights. We get our popcorn ready, a new movie we are both excited for, and cuddle up on the couch. Some nights are a bit different, though. We watch one of our favorite movies and have a little toy join us. Yes, princess. That little remote vibe I bought you months ago. Every once in a while, I tell you to put it in and cuddle up with me on the couch while I control it through the whole movie. Tonight is one of those nights. And you're such a good girl that you obediently go put it in and slip back onto the couch with a glass of water and a little snack that you know you won't be able to enjoy until after the movie ends. You know the rules, princess. You cannot make too much noise and must try to watch the movie. Usually, you break one of these rules. I'm sitting against the end of the couch, with my phone resting on the arm for me to lazily adjust your toy. With you cuddled into me, and your head on my shoulder, my arm resting around you. I take my time starting up your toy, leaving you waiting through the whole intro. You start getting impatient, wondering when I'll start it up and how intense it'll be. What pattern will it be? Your favorite actor is about to make their appearance, and just before they appear on screen, I start your toy up at a high intensity. You let out a gasp and grab hard onto my shirt, letting me know I have successfully startled you. That's one of my favorite moments of this whole scene. The first time I turn on the toy, your reaction is different each time. But you are always shocked and happy that it started. Relieved that the waiting is over. And I lower the intensity, just so you feel it. Once you've finally gotten used to it, you loosen your grip on my shirt and relax into me. I seemingly get lost in the movie and forgetting about your toy droning on inside you. My favorite part is coming up, I announce. You look at me, knowing I won't just announce something about a movie on a whim. You get prepared for what I have planned for you next. I change up the pattern. Notice an immediate change in your breathing. You grab onto my shirt once again, burying your face into my shoulder. A moment later, you pat my chest with your hand, signaling to me that you've had an orgasm. Just one of many throughout the movie. I pinch you, letting you know how much of a good girl you are for me. Halfway through the movie, after a few orgasms, you begin to get needy. The toy is working well, but you're getting desperate for more. You begin sliding your hand from my chest down to my stomach onto my thigh, thinking you're being stealthy. I let you think you're getting away with it, while I enjoy your fingers caressing my thigh. My focus turns to the toy inside you, changing up the patterns, the intensity. You soon forget what you were trying to do, overwhelmed by what the toy is doing to you. The hand on my thigh starts gripping harder than before. You start patting my thigh. Such a good girl for me. Moments later, you start working up and down my thigh once again. I slowly bring my hand up to the back of your hair, grabbing a handful at the base and giving it a slight tug. You recognize the correction immediately and bring your hand back to my chest. As the movie goes on in the background, we barely notice. Your whole world has become focused on the toy inside you and how I'm controlling it. Your pretty face buried shyly into my shoulder. I stare at the TV, but have lost track of the movie. Focused on your slight movements, even the smallest change in your breath. When the movie suddenly ends, I shut off the toy. You look up at me with relief and sadness that it's over. I look down at you and say, "Did you enjoy the movie, princess?" You just nod, with little energy to form words. Since you are naughty and tried to escalate what we were doing, I have to punish you. And your punishment is to give me as many orgasms as you had during the movie without having one yourself. Well, princess, you can start now.